Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
In Hawaii, a 60-year-old man is recovering after being hit by a flying umbrella.
They're dangerous, by the way, on beaches.
The lifeguards say...
takes them out of the sand, right?
Well, yeah. Lifeguards say the man was the victim of what they called an, quote, out-of-control umbrella.
Yep. They're heavy. For one thing, those beach umbrellas are heavy.
And they come down.
And they got pointy things on the end.
And there were wind advisories and red flag warnings at the time.
Right.
And he got hit. Did he survive?
Yeah, he's recovering.
There are people who are pretty hardcore injured. Somebody's actually been killed by
hits
one.
Hits you in the right spot, yeah. It could kill you.
Yeah, it could impale you.
It's a flying spear.
I just had to talk my youngest out of opening umbrella in the car the other day. There was an umbrella, and he's like, how do you open? I'm like, don't. Yeah. He's old enough where you'd think he wouldn't do stuff like that, but it's still like something to tell him like six times not to open this umbrella. And it was still close.
I know it's bad luck in the house. I'm not sure inside the car.
In the car.
Bad luck.
Bad luck in the house. In the car, just stupid.
It's just stupid, right.
Well, yeah, because it was right by his face.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of room in there.
No, it's not going to poke an eye out with that.
Even those golf umbrellas are pretty big.
Yep.
And if they get loose on you, I killed a guy back in the 90s with a golf umbrella.
I think the statute of limitations over. You can bring it up.
I didn't know him, so I just finished the round.
Yeah. Right.
And the golf umbrellas I found are actually fairly strong, too.
Yeah. They take you off the air?
Well, no.
Little Mary Poppins?
No, this was...
Pussy just Mary, flying.
Mary Pussy.
Probably 3-4 years ago when I was still walking over to the elementary school to pick up my daughter after school every day.
Picture Bush flying like a Mary Poppins.
And just landing in some yard and winning the kids over with his charm.
Oh, that would happen. Yeah. But no, I set off to go walk to the, it was like 3 blocks to the elementary school. I used to walk over, pick her up every day, and I'm looking off, I'm going, looks like it's going to rain. I'll take an umbrella. Mm-hmm. I grabbed the golf umbrella that I have. That was hail. And
really?
I was walking and didn't punch through the golf umbrella.
It did no good.
It kept me safe from the hail.
Yeah.
But
walking through hail would suck.
Oh, that just looks like a little rain. No, it was hail.
Yep.
That was hail.
It's tough to tell the difference before it starts, though.
It is.
Well,
it is.
It is. In hindsight, the clouds were fairly black.
Right.
I might should have driven.
Right.
Have you ever gotten pelted with a hailstone?
I have, yeah.
They hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, it's falling
from
ice from the sky.
Rocks from heaven hurt.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, we were warming up for a baseball game when I was about 14, and the nearest pavilion was a good 200-300 yards away. And we're out there just starting to hit the ball and practicing for the game. Game's about to start in an hour. And all of a sudden, it started coming down. And now you're 14, so it's funny, but we're running like hell 200-300 yards. And thank God we're 14 because we could run like hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'd be like, ow, ow, ow. But yeah, we got pelted, man. You know,
we were out on a pontoon.
I remember some of the coaches who weren't 14 were really pissed.
We were on just a couple.
Because we left them in the dust.
Just a couple summers ago, we were on a pontoon in the mountains out on a big reservoir.
And it came down that way.
And all of a sudden, it was one of those mountain thunderstorms.
Right.
It just pops up out of nowhere.
They're not weird. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens every afternoon
but,
in the
I mean,
summer.
But it was otherwise blue skies.
Yeah.
But
and then all of a sudden, for 5 minutes, it just cut loose with hail.
Right.
And there was like 8 of us huddled underneath the little awning on the pontoon.
Man.
We're out in the middle of nowhere on the lake.
Should have had your umbrella, Mary.
I know. Yeah.
I remember once the hail wasn't
plus
that
your big
bag.
Skirt, too.
A spoonful of sugar.
Yeah. But it came down, and it hit me right on the button on the top of the baseball cap.
Oh,
and that hurts like hell.
Yeah. That hurts a lot. That does hurt.
I'm surprised those buttons are still on top of hats. With all the technology and everything, that's like still everybody's walking around with a little dot on top of their
head.
They
must serve a purpose.
Or how about the douchebag? Remember the douchebag? And we probably all did this to each of our buddies. Your class ring, slap the guy top of his head.
Oh, yeah.
What a dick move that is.
Yeah. I only wore my class ring for about 12 years.
Yeah, it was enough to pound somebody on the head with one of those
Actually,
things.
I never wore it.
Yeah.
I never understood the class ring because they always gave them to your senior year. And I'm like, I'm out of here.
Right.
Am I going to wear this next year?
You're right.
See if I can get somebody to go steady with me and she can wear the ring around her neck.
I sold my high school one for like $50 to a pawn shop out of high school because $50 to me was a fortune. I regret not having the ring just to lay around and look at it. But I kept my college one, which I only wore like about a year after college. You know,
I don't know where mine is, and I don't recall getting $50 for it.
Yeah, I got $50 for mine.
Did you hang your tassel from your rearview mirror for a while?
I didn't.
No, I didn't do that either.
I had the smelly trees there.
Kid trying to cover up some smells?
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it. They always told you to only open up a little and pull the bag. No, nobody did that.
He had 40 trees hanging there to kill the weed. Come on.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New study says that single adults are worse off financially. Pew Research Center reports shows there's a record number of adults between the ages of 25 and 54 who are single. About 38% of that particular age group was not married or living with a partner.
Don't you think it's two
as
things?
As of a couple of years ago.
I mean, two incomes.
2019 is when this was wrapped up.
Two incomes, no matter how much they are, is nicer. But also, if it's just one person, nobody can tell you how to spend your money.
Well, there's that. Plus,
that
they're
way,
not
you're
saying.
You're blowing more. You're blowing more money.
They aren't necessarily saying that there are two incomes.
You're right.
In this thing.
Well, in that case, there might have been at one time.
Yeah, it's just not necessarily put out here. But there are more people who are not married or living with a partner. That's up 30% since 1990. The study found that single adults were more likely to be unemployed. That'll hurt your earnings. Single adults
and your dating
more
prospects.
Likely to
yeah,
not
it's harder
finish
to
the
find
college.
A partner, too. Right.
Data showed that men with a partner had a median income of about $57,000 compared to single men who made just over $35,000. For women in relationships, the median income was $40,000 compared to $32,000 for single women. So still.
That sounds like a wash.
How do you mean?
Well, if you're not single, then your $57,000 turns into $38,000. So the single guy's actually doing better. Even though he doesn't have his W-2 doesn't look the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but living by himself might be tougher too then, you know?
True.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to go pick apples and
right.
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
He doesn't do anything. I'm going to go do, what was the famous line from the, what was the name of that show? First of all, it was David Spade's line.
How I Met Your Mother.
No. It had
Oliver Hudson was in it. Yeah, we liked that show too for a while. Two married couples, both very funny. Joe from Family Guy was one of the dudes. But David Spade says, I'm gonna go do whatever I want all the time.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No.
I will find it here. It was called Rules of Engagement.
Rules of Engagement, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Immediately followed by How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. I think it was on like the same night, same network.
Yeah, Patrick Warburton, Megan Price, Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, that was a good show. Okay. Yeah, we talked to Warburton by the time, yeah.
I think we talked to all of those.
Yeah, we did.
Most of the people on that show.
Yeah, we did. I'm going to go do whatever I want all the time.
Whatever I want, whenever I want,
all the time. And it was just like two married couples sitting in and he said to the guys.
See ya.
All the time is my favorite part of that line.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.